This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Ari Shapiro. The European Union created a huge single market and stability for a continent that was ravaged by terrible wars during the 20th century. Now, in the 21st century, the European debt crisis has some Eurozone members pushing to get out of the club. This all came to a head in Britain yesterday, where Parliament voted on whether to hold a public referendum on leaving the Union. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, the debate illustrated a changing mood in London.
Britain's so-called Eurosceptics are back on the centre stage. Outside Parliament yesterday, a gaggle of protesters urged Britain's politicians to agree to a referendum.
They support the British people!
Inside the chamber, Conservative parliamentarian Bill Cash did the same, with some scathing words about the EU.
The reality is that this is a failed project. It is an undemocratic project. This vote, this motion, is in the national interest because it is for democracy, for trust in politics, and for the integrity of this House.
Yeah.
The debate was about whether Britain should hold a referendum asking voters whether they want to stay in the EU or to leave or to renegotiate membership terms. Eurosceptics think too much power has been transferred to Brussels, the headquarters of the EU. Prime Minister David Cameron argued that with the Eurozone in crisis, a referendum is an issue for another day.
When your neighbour's house is on fire, your first impulse should be to help them to put out the flames, not least to stop the flames reaching your own house. This is not the time. This is not the time to argue about walking away.
Cameron's against leaving the EU. He says that the single market delivers huge benefits to Britain, but he wants to overhaul Britain's relationship with Europe.
I want to refashion our membership of the EU so it better serves our nation's interests. The time for reform is coming. That is the prize. Let us not be distracted from seizing it.
Cameron failed to convince his fellow Conservative, Charles Walker, who delivered one of the shortest speeches ever made in the long history of the British Parliament.
If not now, when?
You have to keep an eye on the Honourable Gentleman. He has very succinct speeches.
Britain's economy is becalmed. Unemployment's rising. Huge public spending cuts are being enforced. Cameron's coalition government has begun to blame its economic problems on the Eurozone's debt crisis that's causing havoc in Greece and is now spreading. British Foreign Secretary William Hague says holding a referendum would actually make matters worse.
The Eurozone is clearly in crisis. To pile upon that uncertainty, the further uncertainty of a referendum on leaving the European Union, when half the foreign direct investment coming into Britain comes from the rest of the European Union, and half our exports go out to the rest of the European Union, I say frankly is not a responsible action for Her Majesty's government to take.
The ayes to the right, 111. The noes to the left, 483.
In the end, the referendum proposal was overwhelmingly defeated. That was expected all along. But the vote was significant. Britain's Conservative Party has a long history of internal division over membership of the European Union. In Parliament yesterday, 79 members of Cameron's party defied orders and voted in favour of a referendum. This was the biggest rebellion on Europe by British Conservative parliamentarians ever, and a big embarrassment for Cameron. The Eurozone crisis is playing its part. Some Britons worry the crisis will propel the EU towards closer political and fiscal union. That means its member nations will lose more sovereignty. A Guardian newspaper poll this week showed almost half Britain's voters would now vote to get out of the EU altogether if they had a chance. With the British in this mood, this issue will surely not go away. Philip Reeves, NPR News.